This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ravens win 23-16. Time to talk to a man who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He's an IA Hall of Famer. Joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what? They won. It wasn't pretty. They figured out a way to score more points than the other team. What did you take away from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, just that. You know, there's a pretty cool stat on FTN, you know, formerly Football Outsiders, that is basically variance, like how crazy a team can get from week to week. And I think over the past couple of years, the Ravens have ranked near the top of the league in variance. And we've seen the highs of that when they take a team like the Broncos last year to the woodshed and just absolutely demolish them. And then we've also seen the negative downside of that, or the downside of that, where you lose to a team like Jameis Winston-led Browns after, you know, a 4 or 5 game win streak in Cleveland. And I think considering where this Ravens team started the year, like, you can't afford any bad negative variance to afflict you. Mm-hmm. You just can't because of where you are and the kind of hill that you're pushing this boulder up against. So I think for this team to withstand, you know, some of the kind of ambient AFC North chaos that afflicts them and get out of this game with a win, despite clearly having a, you know, C-minus at best game on offense. I think it's just kind of a game that you don't brag to anyone about, but you are happy to tuck that win away in your coffers and just move on to week 12 and a probably as bad, if not even worse, Jets game.
I feel like we probably asked you a question similar to what I'm about to ask you last week with J.J. McCarthy. This was the first game I felt like, Jonas, where the defense was dominant. Now, how much of that do you attribute to the poor and inept quarterback play to the Browns?
I think a lot. I think a lot. You know, what, like Shadur said, or Kevin Stefanski said after the game, that was basically the first time that he got any time on task with the first string offense, and you could tell, and I think Zach Orr could tell just based on how many times he was sending not just linebacker blitzes, but DB blitzes as well. Like, we don't have any faith in your protection to hold up or in Shadur to go through his reads or his wide receivers to get open. And for the most part, I mean, if you look at that 4-for-16 stat line, you look at just like the completion percentage over expected and like the 50 points below what it should have been that Shadur ended up with. I think it was the right bet. And, you know, obviously, I think I am waiting eagerly for some analytical minds sharper than mine to just put into perspective after this Tyrod Taylor start on Sunday. Like, where in the history books this stretch of opposing quarterback play ranks in terms of just this sheer ineptitude. But you can only play the teams on your schedule, and the Ravens to this point have racked up win after win after losing, you know, for the most part, to some very, very good quarterbacks to start the year. And, you know, water kind of finds level, and I don't think the Ravens, you know, for the next 5 to 10 years will probably play a stretch of quarterbacks as bad or as maligned as they have for the past month or so. But they've done what they've had to. They've beaten the piss out of them for the most part.
It kind of looks to us like the circumstances and situation around Lamar Jackson, most notably the five guys blocking for him, have kind of dragged him down. And it seems to be affecting him even from just the eye test in terms of the vibes and the body language, let alone the productivity. And I kind of feel like they need him to rise above that more than ever, and maybe him embrace the fact that we just have to win ugly here, and I'm not going to try to let this stuff bring me down. I mean, I can understand why all the tip balls and all the pressure is getting to him, but I don't know. Like, there seems to be, to me, a juxtaposition in order where maybe he needs to try to slough that off more and lift them up, because to us, he's the only way they're getting out of this, if they do get out of this offensive malaise.
Yeah, it's tough to know where to kind of lay the blame for this offense being what it's looked like for, you know, the past, I guess, month or so. I think the pressure rate according to PFF was like 45%, and I thought the run game, you know, outside the red zone was pretty dang good. Like, against the Browns front, that was second in the NFL success rate, second in yards per carry allowed. Like, I think Derrick Henry, Keaton Mitchell, Mark Andrews did a pretty good job of staying on schedule. But, you know, it's just, if it's not one thing, it's the other thing. Like, the weirdest part, just looking at some of the PFF charting, was like, they didn't have Ronnie Stanley as having allowed a sack on Sunday, but they also had him having allowed the most pressures, which I guess is kind of par for the course when you go against Myles Garrett. And then you get the blunders by Faialele, which are kind of par for the course. You get Linderbaum occasionally losing in high leverage spots. You get Ruizengarten just getting kind of, you know, chucked to the ground by Myles Garrett. So I guess they're fortunate that they're done with the Myles Garrett part of their schedule, but there's still a lot of really, really good pass rushers in this AFC, a lot of really good defenses in this AFC. I mean, you know, you shudder to think what the Ravens offensive line would look like if they were to go against the Denver Broncos in the postseason based on just how incredible their depth of talent is. And so I'm just kind of at a loss about how to describe what Lamar has to do, because he didn't have Bateman in this, and I think you can kind of tell he was missing him in the red zone.
Yes.
But there are just also plays where, like, there are receivers open for Lamar to see, but he doesn't, either because his eyes are down or the pass rush is in his face and he's just a little bit distracted. So, I asked John about what he makes of the two consecutive games under 60% completion percentage, and John, you know, as to be expected, was a little bit criticism averse. He just said that he's playing winning football, and I guess that's true technically, but also winning the game like this does not exactly give you the warm and fuzzies.
I'm talking with Jonas Schaefer's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jonas, what do you make of some of the special teams stuff yesterday? It's not too often you see a punt returner dive to try to catch a ball. That was interesting. And Jake Hummel, who has been good for them this year, just the offsides, which basically gifted the Browns 3 points.
Yeah, you know, obviously I'm not privy to just how over-aggressive or how aggressive a special teams unit wants to be going through a game, but I do wonder, with Hummel, yes, but also perhaps Wester as well, like whether there was this understanding that the Ravens special teams on paper are so much better than the Browns was coming to this game. I think Cleveland was 32nd in DVOA, so I'm sure they saw some pressure points, whether that was on punt blocks, whether that was on returns, that they felt like if they were aggressive at key points, then that aggression would be paid off handsomely. And you could probably say that was more the case with the Hummel offside. Like, why would you jump like that? You rarely see players jump like that on fourth and fives or any kind of fourth down situation. And then John was asked about the Wester muff punt, and he just said, like, that's something that's got to be a learning experience for Wester. He said basically like that was a kind of cutting punch. You could compound that with just the gusty wind conditions in Cleveland, and that's the kind of ball that you would just rather leave and just kind of test your luck with how it bounces on the field inside your 10. And Jonte, to his eternal credit, is I think always going to be ever the optimist when it comes to balls like that. You saw that with him taking that previous punt inside the 5 and getting out past the 20, and I guess he probably thought that he could do it again. But you've got to be a little bit more. You got to, I think, exercise some better discretion when it comes to situations like that, especially knowing just how important winning turnover battle is in AFC North games like this.
Jonas, let's end in College Park.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Jim Smith's letter to Terps fans about Mike Locksley returning in 2026.
I mean, I'm sure you guys know better than I just like the state of the booster coffers and what exactly Maryland has the money to do and to not do. And if it is as simple as the boosters of Maryland, tapped out by all their recent capital projects, would rather spend money on keeping players than keeping players and paying for a new coach and paying for a buyout, I guess that makes sense. But I don't know. It just seems like you are doing this to put yourself in a situation where you are, heading toward another kind of few years on this hamster wheel of mediocrity. Like I just think back to Mark Turgeon and the unwillingness to part with him and all the potentially special coaches that Maryland passed on hiring because they thought, or they were so committed to paying for him and avoiding his massive buyout that they just ended up, costing themselves. I mean, like there was a period of time there where Nate Oates, if Maryland had the courage to kind of part with Turgeon, could have been there for the taking. Like he wasn't at a high profile job at Buffalo before he got to Alabama, but Maryland was kind of tied up with Turgeon, and then they were tied up with Willard, and they kind of took the safer option in both cases, and they're clearly taking a safer option right now. And I just don't know if this is the kind of passive thinking that really gets you anywhere in college sports in 2025.
We heard Cignetti might have been having an eye on this job and liked it geographically even more than Indiana.
Yeah,
we did hear that.
And like that's the thing too. Like if you were to, I know it would cost a lot of money to buy out Locksley, but speaking of Cignetti, like you could argue that his successor there at JMU, Chesney, has done an even better job at JMU than Cignetti did. I mean, like he's probably going to have them in the college football playoff, and that's with Cignetti taking all of their best players a couple years ago. So it's fun to imagine like what Maryland could have looked like with a new guiding hand, whether it's Chesney or another Marylander, Charles Huff, considering what he's done at Marshall, or any kind of name your favorite up and coming offensive coordinator at whatever big time school. Who knows if Maryland would have actually had the money to pay for them, but it just. With Locksley, you get the feeling that, we know what the ceiling is, and it is not especially attractive.
John, it's always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Coming up next, T-Bone time. Yeah, a little choked up by Locksley. Man, he lives Maryland sports, and you can tell he's hurting.
Hoops had a big one.
Yeah.
Man.
It did.
T-Bone time. What you got?
We're going to get back into the Ravens and specifically the red zone offense. Woof! 1-for-4 in their chances inside the 20 yesterday in Cleveland. How bad are the numbers on the season? And what can they do to fix it? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
The frustration surrounding the Ravens red zone offense has really reached a boiling point for me and John Harbaugh, who said that that was the biggest issue with the offense yesterday, and I agree with the head coach. 29th in red zone offense. That's where the Ravens currently rank on the season. They convert at a 47.2% clip. Last year, they were first and converted at a 74% clip. You're talking about a difference of almost 27%. That is significant. And you look at the instances yesterday where they were 1-for-4, the three in which they didn't convert. Went right down the field on their first offensive drive, had first and goal at the 5, couldn't score. Derrick Henry breaks off a 59-yard run. It's first and goal at the 9, and you're thinking, gosh, it just feels inevitable. And then the Nate Wiggins interception, very next play. Lamar Jackson throws a pass off Roger Rosengarten's dome, and it got intercepted. The Ravens were at the 16-yard line there. So I was thinking, self, let's see how ugly these numbers really are. With a hat tip to Jason for the True Media. Lamar in the red zone this year, 11-for-22 passing, 76 yards. He is 32nd out of 34 qualified quarterbacks in red zone passer rating with a 78.2.
He keeps that up.
Rating.
Somebody's going to take him to HR.
Wow. He's 27th in completion percentage. And you found the interesting stat, Jason. His passer rating in the red zone when being blitzed is a lot better. It's a 102.2 as opposed to not being blitzed. And then breaking it down by targets in the red zone. Mark Andrews has seen the most targets with 8.
Mm-hmm.
4 catches on 8 targets. Then Bateman, 3 catches on 5. Zay, 3 on 4. Likely 1 on 3. Kolar, 2 on 3. And now you get to the 1 target range. And DeAndre Hopkins has...
What's up with that?
He has 1 target in the red zone. He doesn't have a catch. He didn't catch
the ball. That's incredible.
He has 1 target in the red zone. Zaire Mitchell-Payton has 1 target.
I think I remember that. Yeah, yes. He dropped it.
Devontae Walker has a target in the red zone. Justice Hill, like Tylan Wallace has 2.
Yeah.
Hopkins only having 1 is very puzzling to me. And then you get to the Derrick Henry of it all. And in the red zone, 32 carries, 75 yards. Gold to go situations, 19 carries, 17 yards.
That's just brutal.
Well, maybe we need to throw more in the red zone and run less.
And that's where I'm at. So you get to yards per play in the red zone. Ravens are 31st. 7th highest rush percentage on plays inside the red zone. So they're running the ball on 58.4% of their plays inside the red zone. That's 7th most. 31st in EPA per pass, 25th in EPA per rush, and they allowed they face the 3rd highest pressure rate in the red zone. I'm with you, Jason. Clearly,
running Henry
into the middle of the line of scrimmage.
Not working out.
You're just getting nothing. You are getting nothing. Where I get it. Lamar clearly isn't right in the fact that they're not utilizing his legs, but you got to throw more in the red zone. You're running into a brick wall seemingly every single time. Henry is the worst short yardage back in football this year.
Yeah, it's not opinion. The stats tell you it's a fact, Bone.
Yeah, it does. And obviously, I would get Hopkins more involved as well. One target is crazy to me.
Let him post up some people. Hey, coming up next, part of the problem with the red zone offense is that the offensive line stinks. How bad is the line? Time for some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another game, another rough outing for the Ravens offensive line. It is Monday presser a couple hours ago. John Harbaugh was asked about the play of his line.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the guy, the best of the guys, five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. I mean, it's not even a hard answer, you know. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. You evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So, and there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So that's how it works. You put your team out there and you compete. That's what we've been doing. So all of our guys, including our offensive line, you know, fight and compete and get after it, you know, and that's what those guys are doing too. So none of our positions are perfect, and they're not perfect either. So, but they're trying to be. They're trying to be. So we put our best group out there and we fight. That's what we do.
So
do you think that their continuity, you know?
So he said a lot there. Number one, I think it's pretty clear they think this is their best five because they haven't gone to anybody else.
They don't think the other ones are any good.
Yeah. The fact that he said they're playing pretty good or darn good, I would argue that. Alas, another rough day at the office for the O-line.
Well, yeah. I mean, Myles Garrett had like a 30% pressure rate himself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's untenable, and I get it. He's Myles Garrett, and he's special and all that. But that's not supposed to happen in an NFL game. I mean, it just really isn't. And that's with a Lamar Jackson at quarterback and not some schlub. And I don't think this was Lamar really wanting to hold the ball forever to make a play. I think this stuff was collapsing before it ever had a chance to get started. I mean, True Media had Ronnie Stanley getting beat on 17% of his snaps. Like, again, you don't see those numbers in an NFL game. They had Falele getting beat on over 10% of his snaps. We all saw it.
Yeah.
Ricard's back. The quarterback's trying to get it out quickly. They weren't trying to have seven-step drops and bombs all over the place. They weren't even trying to do that with Bateman. They couldn't get into a negligible offensive rhythm, let alone an actual one. Like, that offensive line had that game completely blown up from start to finish, and they couldn't do anything about it.
And it was everybody. But going back to Stanley, NFL Pro, they say that Garrett had four of his six pressures, two of his four sacks against Stanley. Stanley's allowed four plus pressures three games this year, two of those three against Cleveland. Rosengarten, he got pushed back to the point where Lamar hit a ball off his head. This was everybody. This isn't just focusing on everyone loves to beat up Daniel Fale. Like this wasn't just him. The entire offensive line got dominated. And they got dominated in that first game against the Browns in the first half. And then Garrett got hurt, and then things kind of settled down there. But this is a serious, serious concern. And I'm with Harbs in the fact they clearly believe that this is their best fight.
They got nothing.
Because John has been asked how many times this year, guys, are you going to make any changes? And immediately following that Rams game, heading into the bye week, it seemed like he was going to, and he was talking about making changes, but they still haven't. I'm not expecting it at this point.
Well, I mean, they've made one change. They've realized that Noteboom's not an NFL player.
Well, but I'm saying that's all.
They haven't done anything to improve that. They didn't do anything to improve on that at the deadline. It just is what it is.
I'll make a slight. I think Emory Jones is going to start in December. Like, when they think he's ready, I think he's going to start.
Yeah, we'll see.
Those guards are so bad. When they think he's ready, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think he's going to play.
Well, the fact that Falele, I mean, okay, you don't want to pick on one person. But like, the fact that they're still running him out there on what they think is a Super Bowl contender, it doesn't pass muster. It shouldn't pass muster with them. And I'm definitely like, look, the weather's about to change. The field conditions aren't going to be great. And I think we've seen the best of Ronnie Stanley. Now, he's not going to face Myles Garrett every week, but like, I got news
Thankfully,
for you.
No more time.
In the playoffs, you're going to face some dudes.
Hey, they're going to face the Jets. They don't have much. They got a couple of pass rushers.
They've got two edge rushers who can wreck your afternoon. I mean, I tend to think you're going to get, something out of Pittsburgh in at least one of those two games, least the game in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
You're going to get Micah Parsons at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
Like, New England's not so much an individual, but it's a pretty good defense.
They got some guys.
And then when you look at the playoffs, I think there's going to be some matchups out there that are going to look really dubious for this group. But it doesn't matter what we think, and it doesn't matter what Harb says. Just watch the games and watch Lamar. And look at Lamar and look at his reactions. And I'd love to know the percentage of Monk's playbook that isn't even in play, because it just would be silly to waste our time even dabbling in that stuff.
To your point, they're throwing the ball deep. They threw one semi-deep pass the whole game yesterday. That was Tylan Wallace in the end zone. And by the way, where was the pass interference on that? The DB pulled his arm down. Yeah. Alas, that was the only time they took even a semi-deep shot in that game.
It's not going to happen. It's not who they are. It's not even who they're pretending to be. And that's fine. And that's not the end all be all. But they're putting some stuff on film that it's going to continue to be a problem. And the answers aren't from within. And it's not scale things back. They scaled it back. They scaled it back. It's not Bateman got hurt. It was scaled back before Bateman got hurt. It's just, this is who they are. And I think it's not going to continue to bring out the best in the quarterback. And that coupled with the quarterback's hammy, knee, leg, whatever, it's not a good combination.
By the way, we have some breaking news from the National Football League. Jamar Chase has been suspended for one game for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Obviously, the video showed clearly he spit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'd appeal anyway for you might as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see where that goes, but... Yeah, he'll probably sit a week.
He did say after the game that he did not spit on anybody, but the video shows you otherwise.
I don't think he realized that a camera could catch that.
Or maybe heat of the moment. I don't know. Maybe he blacked out.
I don't know.
The old blacked out experience.
Yeah, there was some serious ish going.
Seeing red.
There was, for about 5 minutes, there was some serious ish going on in that football game, and most of it involved those two guys.
Yeah.
Like, it went on for a couple of plays, and then, of course, Ramsey gets tossed swing it at Chase?
Yeah.
And then we find out later that he swung at him because Chase spit on him.
Rivalry games.
Ugly. divisional football in the AFC North. Coming up next, we got highs and lows in the world of the Maryland Terrapins. We'll start with the hoops and what a win at Marquette. And plus, if you missed Chris Nocke earlier, he told us some decent news about Farrell Payne. We'll get you that. And also, Mike Locksley's coming back. How do we feel about it? We'll tell you next here on
Specific to Goach and when he went out, I mean, he's our best player. Nobody is resistant to that in our locker room. They understand the relief that he provides us on both sides of the ball. But I do think that the response in regards to them honoring him was tremendous.
So that was Buzz Williams after Maryland defeated Marquette 89-82, talking about Farrell Payne, who left the game with 13 points, 6 for 6 from the field, after landing awkwardly on a dunk, writhing in pain on the court, was stretchered off. We had Chris Nocke on earlier, told us that he walked out of the hospital to get on the team bus to fly out. I texted someone that's got some decent ties to the program, and the response I got was, he's fine. So that's incredible.
It's remarkable. When that happened, you just think the worst. Dude, his season's done. Like, what type of serious injury does he have? So for him to hopefully, knock on wood, be fine and not miss much time, that's massive.
Yeah, it didn't look in real time. You're worried.
His college career was over.
Yeah. I mean, you're worried about, is this going to affect his ability to play overseas or like what? Man, we barely got to see this young man play, and now it looks like it might be one of the G League next year or whatever. And is even that going to be under some duress? Like, is this something that could jeopardize his earning potential moving forward? And then to hear that they're at the hospital and he's walking and he's fine on the plane. And he's, you know. That's incredible news. And look, you never know when you're going to have these potentially defining moments for your season or your program. And the way they responded to that adversity, the way Saunders stepped up and said, look at me under the basket, look at me fighting for rebounds, follow me, come follow me. I can play a little outside, but let me help fill that void inside. That team might have, they might have become a little bit more of a team. They didn't really look like a team to me before. Like, they didn't really look like they knew how the pieces fit. It didn't really look like the coaches knew exactly how the pieces fit. I mean, 48 hours before that game, he was basically telling the world, I still got to figure out the guys I think can play in the Big Ten. And then they go to Marquette, and it looks like the coach might get an embarrassing result at a place where his career took off. And it looks like they might be shell-shocked by the loss of their best player. And for them to respond the way they did, who knows? It may have been that galvanizing moment.
It was just such a weird game where Maryland just came out firing. And Diggy Coyd, he hit 4 threes, boom, boom, boom. Maryland gets off to a decent start. Then Farrell Payne gets into foul trouble. Then Marquette comes roaring back, and it's tied at halftime. And when Payne suffered that injury, they were trailing in the game. They were down by 5, and they ended up outscoring Marquette by 12 points after he left. And it was unthinkable seeing the result in the first half, what it was like on the court without Payne.
To your point, Jason, I think that and maybe this is the new college basketball landscape, but this was extremely unique that you're putting an entire roster together, and none of these guys played, well, the four A&M guys played together or were redshirt practiced together at the very least, but none of the other guys had ever played together. The guard play in that game Saturday, the Adams and Mills and Coit and Watts all gave them quality minutes and hit big shots in the second half.
Yeah. They competed for each other. They looked like they knew where they were going to be on the court. Like, the spacing, it looked like, for whatever reason, they connected with each other. It didn't look as disjointed. It didn't look like a coach throwing guys into different positions in different situations, game-related and otherwise, to see who could stick or not. Like, they seemed bound and determined to win this game for their teammate. And they went out, and frankly, the final score, I think, it favors Marquette more than it should. I mean, we were in, they got up by 10 points with like 90 seconds to go. It would have taken a monumental collapse. Now, again, foul shot missed here or there, garbage time bucket for them. Like, everybody in that building knew with a couple minutes left that that thing was over. And we came into that game saying, even before we knew Payne was going to be hurt, like, if you thought he was going to play the whole game, are they going to be able to score 80 points on these guys? Are they going to be able to score 75 points on these guys? Are they going to be able to score 70 points on these guys?
And they had plenty of second chance opportunities with 20 offensive rebounds in that basketball game. But it was – Darius Adams was interviewed post-game on the broadcast, and he was saying they want it for Payne, but they also want it for Buzz, too, where that locker room kind of knew what it meant for Buzz afterwards, and he was kind of kissing babies, you know, signing autographs to people in the arena. He didn't let off that it was a big thing for him, but you could tell it was a big game for Buzz.
Yeah, first of hopefully many signature wins for Buzz Williams with the Maryland basketball program. Let's switch to Maryland football and an uninspiring loss at Illinois. Two first-half field goals, all the scoring. Maryland loses their sixth straight to Illinois 24-6. And then, I guess you could say within hours of that game, AD Jim Smith announces that Mike Locksley, the head coach, will return next year.
Yeah, I mean, look, the football program part of this, like, and where what's even fair to think is possible, throwing more money at it. I don't know, man. I thought they had a decent roster this year, and certainly if they can keep some of these freshmen around, they should be in pretty good shape next year. Those are things that I think would have made it attractive to anybody, but we're not privy to how many of these kids are leaving for greener pastures with Locksley, no matter where he might have ended up. What we don't know is how do or die is next year. I would tend to think
it's
pretty do or die.
Be. Come on.
What we don't know is, like, is there going to be pressure on him to change this staff again? Because I don't think his staff was good enough this year on either side of the ball. And I don't think just running it back with them is going to make it better next year on either side of the ball. And, like, how much are they working behind the scenes to try to find, and I don't mean going with search firms, like, to have their list ready to go of people from experienced coaches to up-and-comers to be ready to hit the ground running, I hate to say it, in less than a calendar year, if need be. Because look how many coaches got fired in October this year.
Yep. It's quicker now.
Like, they better be ready. It's one thing to fire a guy, but you better be able to look at that landscape and say, yeah, there's going to be five or six guys fired again, and we think we're going to get one of the three that we really like. I hope they're diligent enough to do all that groundwork and whatever. But, like, there's a real chance they've won their last football game this year, and there's a real chance they get blown out a couple more times.
By the way, speaking of the landscape, James Franklin, who was fired at Penn State, has accepted the Virginia Tech job. So the landscape is ever-changing in the world of big money college football.
Yeah, and it's not really a surprise that that's where he ended up, and that might not be the best thing in the world for the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, they play Virginia Tech next September.
I don't care about that. I'm just talking about big picture,
yeah,
competing for kids in the Tidewater area and competing for kids in the D.C. area and competing for kids in the Baltimore area. That might not be the best thing.
Maryland back in action this Saturday. They host Michigan at 4 o'clock, which means pregame coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on 105.7 The Fan. The Ravens defeat the Browns 23-16. We'll do our six-pack of defensive observations next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.